It's one of the great musical legends of the 1960s, the lost Beach Boys album, Smile. It's an experimental song cycle that Brian Wilson and lyricist Van Dyke Parks started working on in 1966. Recently, Wilson has been performing tunes from Smile before audiences in Europe. This week, Wilson has gone into a studio to record a CD of the project, something his fans have waited nearly 40 years for. Music critic Tim Page says until recently, they've had to be satisfied with bootleg recordings, fragments, and rumors about Smile.
It's impossible to name the most influential pop record ever made. There's simply too many contenders for the title. But choosing the most celebrated pop record never made is easy. Smile was never released in its original form, but the album has been the stuff of legend for the better part of 40 years, and the tracks from it we have heard are unlike anything else in music. Now, at the age of 62, and more than 15 years after he stopped recording with the surviving Beach Boys, Brian Wilson has completed a 45-minute concert version of Smile, and he recently performed it throughout Europe. Reviewing the London premiere, a critic for The Guardian said, "Banjos, calliopes, Swanee whistles, tack pianos, fruity trombones, a cackling trumpet, and a Polynesian ukulele made it seem like the grandest of American symphonies, with Wilson the natural heir to Charles Ives." Here's a sampling of the live Smile from a recent show. What set Brian Wilson apart was the sheer sound of his recordings. Whether he was fashioning a dazzlingly intricate clockwork within the context of a hit single, or charting, as he did in his brooding, beautiful album Pet Sounds, the emotional hues in the slow dissolution of a love affair. I keep looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind. The Beach Boys folded in elements of Chuck Berry, the Four Freshmen, and the Wall of Sound recordings of Phil Spector, and they sold the sun and fun California dream, at least as it was imagined by Wilson, a depressed, partially deaf, late adolescent who never surfed and spent inordinate amounts of time alone in his room. What good is the dawn that By 1964, the Beach Boys were the most popular American rock group, under enormous pressure to turn out hit song after hit song, album after album. In 1966, Wilson, in a fit of ambition, created perhaps his most glorious single ever, Good Vibrations. And then after that, for an uncomfortably long period of time, all was silence and rumors. She's already working on my brain. As it happened, Wilson was working quietly on what he hoped would be his magnum opus, a vast, abstracted suite called Smile, which would have included Good Vibrations. But some members of the band were vehemently opposed to any deviation from what had become a lucrative formula. And Brian Wilson, overstressed, overindulged, despondent, and drugged, was increasingly out of touch. The album was scrapped. Brian Wilson became a recluse. Fragments from the Smile sessions surfaced on Beach Boys albums and a raft of bootlegs, and they were every bit as imaginative as had been rumored, usually outshining most of the surrounding material. Is Smile the same piece that would have been released in 1967? Of course not. Most of the musicians in Wilson's band weren't even born when the original album was conceived. But Wilson and Parks are happy with what they have wrought, and America should have a chance to hear Smile in its entirety, on tour and on record, before too much time has passed. For those of us who love the music of Brian Wilson, that's reason to smile.
Tim Page is a music critic for The Washington Post.